brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into the second hour. We have Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer of Able Danger joining us via video Skype from Ireland coming up in 30 minutes. And in the last hour, Jim Tucker has discovered the location of Bilderberg 2010 in Spain. He'll have a lot of important intel for us. He is the Omnibudsman, the great-grandfather of the anti-Bilderberg movement. He covered it for 20-plus years when they were still denying it even existed and writing articles about him saying it was insane. Of course, I had the New York Times last year write an article saying that Bilderberg Group didn't exist, and then I was out in Chantilly in 2008 in Virginia having a full schizophrenic breakdown that there were no men with sunglasses, no black sedans, no hotel. I was just completely insane. Kind of like the news announces world government on one program, and the next program comes on and says, kooks believe in it, it doesn't exist. They say, we're taking over with world government, but if you don't like it, it doesn't exist, and you're evil. Let's go ahead and go to William in New York. William, you're on the air. Wilson, go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Alex. It's Wilson. I don't always get the chance to call, but I'm glad I'm the first caller. I'm very special. I feel special. But I just want to start off by saying I'm so glad by throughout time, you know, at first I always trusted in what you said and always believed what you said. You know, I remember on 9/11, I seen what you had to say about it. And some people say, no, it's wrong. And I had a feeling in my heart it was right. And then with global warming, you're saying this wrong. And people say, how could you see global warming? It's fake. Are you crazy? And then, like, throughout time, just the knowledge and the facts, everything just brought me to knowing that everything was true. And my wife, I always try to make her study, you know, the more important things, but then she gets sidetracked by this 2012. What do you personally think about the end of the world in 2012?
My next film, after I put out The Next Fall of the Republic, that's in production right now, the next film I'm going to make is going to be on the 2012 hoax. And so it is a hoax. But within the hoax, the system is planning to stage all sorts of calamities and crises. And the globalists have said for more than 50 years that 2012 is a very important number to them because they're obsessed with numerology and with astrology. And so it's a very important date for occultists globally. But if you look at the Mayan calendar, they just believe that's the end of an age and a new hearth is lit. And, you know, the sun is the hearth. And so that a new age is beginning, it doesn't mean the end of the world. So that's a lie as well. Even if you believe that what the Mayans are saying is true and that it has some validity, when you actually look at what they said, it isn't what the media is saying. And I've read the translations. I've been down to southern Mexico and to Yucatan Peninsula and other areas many times. I've talked to the Mayan tour guides who are Mayan and who have archaeology degrees and anthropology degrees, and they say it's poppycock. So it's all a globalist Hollywood manufactured tribe.
Okay, okay. And I was going to say, I know you're going to have an upcoming interview with Ron Paul for an hour. I was going to say, if you could ask him this question for me, if he would have won the presidential election in 2008, who would he have chosen as his Secretary of Treasury and so forth? Like, and
that's a great question. So when Ron Paul's back on in the near future, we'll get that nailed down. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. All right, we're going to come back. You know, now I really put my foot in it because 2012 is such a big issue. You ask me what I think of it, I tell you, and I'd rather cover a big subject like that and back it up with all my evidence. But I'll do that in an upcoming documentary.
Hi, this is Steve Shank, eFoods Direct. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I want it to burn in. I want it to sink in for everybody. That we've got front row seats to the open takeover by a criminal superclass of the planet. I mean, I think about all their environmental laws and how this week Obama has announced they're going to implement unilateral taxes and reductions on greenhouse emissions in all sorts of industries and factories and coal-fired power plants. No law, they're just doing it. And how this is going to run more industry, more jobs out of the country, raise the prices of energy, raise the prices of products, and how Mexico and India and China and scores of other nations have to make zero cuts, but we do, and pay taxes to these dirty bankers. And they're only getting started. They decide what type of house you can have. They decide what type of home inspection you get. You know, they admit all over the country, billions of dollars in federal funds to the cities and counties to where, oh, we'll give you a $3,000 rebate if you get a new washer and dryer. But we've got to do a home inspection first. And then you read, and they admit that this is to condition you for the mandatory home inspections. It's just setting the precedent. Many cities and states already have it. It's all dog training. It's all incremental, bringing you into bondage. Bankrupting everything by design to drive you into poverty. And that makes me so angry at these people. Now, I want to get more into the economy. I want to get more into another name on President Obama's Supreme Court shortlist. Oh, yes, Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano. Total thug. She's for warrantless wiretapping, secret arrest, torture, naked body scanners. She'll make a great justice. Every person they put forward is like a Hermann Göring, Joe Stalin clone or something. It's just, when does it end? Also, provocateurs openly announced plans to stage Tea Party violence. We're also going to get into teen suicide puts spotlight on high-tech bullying, another way they want to censor the internet, and how that ties into Comcast win over FCC reignites net neutrality debate, and England openly passes a law with some of the most draconian internet rules on the planet. That is coming up. But right now, let's go to your calls. John in Denver, you're on the air.
Alex, hello.
Hey, buddy.
Afternoon. Hey, listen, first time caller. I've been listening to you for quite a while. I really admire your dedication and your just your mind and how well you can speak and how knowledgeable you are. The Ron Brown, you know, you're talking about Ron Brown earlier, and it caused me to Google Ron Brown's body. Well, have you ever heard of a documentary? I can't find it free online called Megafix.
No.
Okay, it has to do with the Ron Brown plane crash assassination. Now, are you going to have someone on later about the WikiLeaks, the recent WikiLeaks video?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I got to tell you, you know, I had to watch. I didn't have to. The only way I could actually see, one of the few places I could see it, on a network, if you will, program was Democracy Now. CNN had it on, but they blocked out with the black box. They didn't want, you know, people to see the actual footage of it. I gotta admit, I'm a little bit nervous. I apologize. There's so many things here. Have you heard of a video called Operation Hollywood by David L. Roth?
Yes, I believe I've watched it years ago.
Okay. Years ago? Yeah, I guess that's kind of old news. Well, I don't know. I kind of blew this call. Sorry.
No, you didn't. You brought up some important issues. And for those that don't know, I was bringing up the death of President Kaczynski, the Polish president flying into Russia with a large percentage of the leadership of the government. He had announced that he wasn't going to go along with the EU takeover of his country, and his plane crashes. And here's the New York Times. Kaczynski, often a source of tension within EU, but the Russians didn't like him either. Very, very suspicious. But then I was going over Ron Brown, the fact that the Air Force head pathologist said that many of the bodies had bullet holes, including Ron Brown, who was the Secretary of Commerce involved in all this corruption. He said, if I go down, everybody is going down. And they shot everybody up in the plane and then crashed it. And that's admitted, but there was no further investigation. And when they demonized the colonel, he released the autopsy material. So they shot everybody up. Special forces blew the door and then parachuted out. And they trained to do that. High-altitude jumps. But very important point you brought up, John. Good to hear from you. Ryan in Arizona. Ryan, you're on the air.
Yes, hello?
Yes, Alex, welcome.
How are you doing, Alex?
I'm all right.
All right. I'm glad you took my call today. I'm a huge fan. I've ordered almost all your videos. And
Well, thank you for the support. God bless you. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I was reading the news about the Polish plane crash, and I think there's just too many people of high-level importance on one plane that seem to crash. And, you know, I know that things do happen by accident, but, you know, I'd like to look into this a little more and see exactly.
Well, if you look at many of these big airliner crashes, in every case, in the big prominent cases, the entire leadership of the Egyptian military was on board. You know, the entire leadership of this government, that government. And it's just constantly happening, constantly. It was the same thing with TWA Flight 800. It was full of a bunch of spies. And then, oh, a Navy cruiser accidentally shot a missile into it, and they tried to cover that up. Give me a break. They love to blow people out of the sky because it's so easy to then cover it up through the TSA investigation.
Yes, and, you know, I feel sorry for the people of Poland. You know, I understand their leader that, you know, prime minister that passed away was doing things that were in their country's best interest, and that's, I guess, the people that New World Order likes to target is people who stand up for their, you know, nation and their people.
Well, yeah, people that actually have power. I mean, if Poland pulled out of the euro, it would be over for the euro. And the bankers are like, no, no, we run you, we own you. And their economy is just shutting down, and the bankers love it. Because now they get to social engineer. See, having the banking monopoly over the issuance of currency and credit is only the beginning of the power. Then you get into the ideology, the fervent religious belief in extermination and mass murder and death and culling the population, and then it becomes crystal clear. Being slaves to the bankers is only the beginning. Thank you, Ryan. You can get back now to the soccer game. It sounded like kids happily playing in the background. Let's talk to Tony in Niagara Falls. Tony, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. It's Tony. How are you?
Good.
Just a couple things. First thing is I took your advice and started my own site called WesternNewYorkTruthers.org.
Good.
And it's, we already got 1,000 users, and we're going to be marching on tax-free day downtown in Buffalo, New York. Also, another thing I'd like to tell you about is, I know it's old news, but the vandalism for the Representative Slaughter's office in Niagara Falls here is on Main Street, the busiest street in Niagara Falls, and there's a donut shop across the street that literally there's police at all the time, so... As well as me, as other residents in town are very skeptical about the vandalism because there would not be any type of vandalism without someone seeing it. But yet no one has seen anything.
Well, it could have been done at night. I don't know the specifics of that case, though I read about it. Look, the Democrats have been caught over and over again attacking their own offices. And NAACP-affiliated groups have been caught doing it over and over again. And most of this is staged. I mean, we have the video of the supposed N-word spitting incident, and none of it's real. It was all fake. And so I appreciate your call, Tony. There's no doubt most of this is fake, and that's coming up in the next hour. Now we have the big anarchist groups out in the open saying they're going to come out and do bad things posing as Tea Party people. See, false flagging is elementary. It's been done for thousands and thousands of years. I mean, you all know about employees that have done something bad and blamed it on somebody else. Or you know about bosses that have done it. You know about people burning down their own house to get the insurance money. That's an inside job. Most crime is an inside job. Most crime. Let's go ahead and talk to Brian in New Jersey. Brian, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
I have something I found online. You was talking yesterday about the problem with the vaccines, and you woke me up about a little over a year ago. So I started researching all this, and I run across a material safety data sheet, and I'm a truck driver. Hazardous material has to have a material safety data sheet on thimerosal. It says use of substance, pharmaceutical production and analysis, hazardous identification, very toxic by inhalation, contact the skin if swallowed, and it tells it's not supposed to be mixed with strong oxidizing agents, strong acids, strong bases, aluminum reducing agents, and it says danger of accumulative effects. It's other notes or mercury.
Tell you what, stay there, because we should pull this up ourselves. I mean, I covered this last year, but I'm going to come back to you and let you finish up. Same thing with sodium fluoride, with all these things. And it's not just listeners. I have family that I've talked to or that other members of my family have talked to who have babies. And we say, please don't vaccinate your baby. And it's just they laugh like I'm some kind of moron. And, the doctors say it's good. You know, when I was a kid, it was 3 or 4 vaccines. Now it's 56 shots and growing. And they give a baby one of the most deadly, dangerous, admitted vaccines, the hepatitis shot at birth. And it just savages these babies. And, you know, these yuppies think it's cute, and they wonder why their kid later can't talk. and is crapping their diapers when they're 12 years old.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 12, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,164.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,195.64, $5,97.82 for a half ounce, or $2,98.91 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,195.64, $5,97.82, and $2,98.91.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven in volatile times, but what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself? Many investors are turning to gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of the tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
Federal agents, we are armed!
Thank God the human body is so strong that despite the fact they pump us full of the cancer viruses and the mercury, it's only affecting 1 in 68 children. It was 1 in 20 plus thousand a few decades ago that got autism. And it is the cumulative effect of the toxins, of the chemicals. And then it turns out in 2009, early 2010, record low numbers of seasonal flu and, of course, H1N1, less than 10% of the public supposedly contracted it, and most of them didn't even get sick. But in five different major government studies, they have found conclusively a 60-plus percent increase in people getting H1N1 and getting sick from it if they had already taken the seasonal flu shot. And in many of the seasonal flu shots, I noticed that H1N1 was one of the viruses. They put a bunch of different viruses, flu viruses, RNA, in there. But, look, I remember 5-6 years ago, the media would say there is no mercury in shots. And it was a bait and switch. Federal regulators said, okay, every vaccine company needs to make small lots available that do not have thimerosal, the mercury additive. And so then the media would say, there is no mercury, it's a conspiracy theory. Then people would read the inserts, and so that hoax got exploded. They'd say, of course it's in there. And then people would actually read the real insert from the seasonal flu and H1N1, and it said, can cause Guillain-Barré, other neurological disorders, does have thimerosal, can sterilize you, can reduce fertility, can cause other autoimmune disorders, can cause death. And people are like, what? And so now they had an article over the weekend in the AP. CDC says people are getting apathetic about viruses and won't take their shots. And there's all these crazy people that don't trust the government and won't take it. I've had 3 children and I put my money where my mouth is. None of them have had one single injection. Not one single injection, despite all the fear-mongering. Your child could get hepatitis. Your child could get whooping cough. Your child could... And then Dr. Dina Dell and others get up on TV and radio and say, well, let me tell you, we need to arrest the people that don't vaccinate their kids because then they endanger everybody else. Well, wait a minute. If you've already had the vaccine, and you're supposedly protected, why can't I be stupid if I want not take it? This is part of the medical tyranny. But yes, if you read the hazardous materials sheet on thimerosal, it's in the vaccines. And the thimerosal is nothing compared to the cancer viruses, which they found in the new vaccines this year. Let's go ahead and go back to Brian. Brian, finish your point, though, about the hazardous materials sheet.
Well, I missed one thing on the substances to be avoided. It talks about not mixing it with certain things, and one of the things it names is aluminum. When you go to the CDC and get the ingredients, 6 out of 10 of the products that contain thimerosal contain some form of aluminum. So they say not to mix it, but yet they do it anyway. So you know they're doing things on purpose.
Brian, we're supposed to just shut up and not warn anybody. We're weirdos, Brian, because we get upset about kids being brain damaged by design. We should only get upset about our football team losing, Brian.
Well, that's a good thing I don't watch much sports no more. And I'll tell you one more thing. If you want to know about deindustrialization of America, ask a truck driver. After deregulation in the 80s, and as of today, we've had hundreds of trucking companies, thousands of trucking companies go out of business in the last 2 years. I mean, the freight is going away.
And only because the commerce is going away, and only the mega corporations can pay all the fines and fees and regulations.
That is correct.
But listen, I interrupted you. Go back to the hazardous materials sheet on thimerosal mercury, because you were getting into that part about the cumulative effect, and that's what's key.
Okay. It says other notes. No, it says above other notes, it says danger of cumulative effects. And then the other note says mercury compounds have a cytotoxic and protoplasmotoxic effects. Intoxication symptoms. It says acute contact with eyes causes several lesions, swallowing and inhalation of dust damages mucous membranes. And it just goes through a long paragraph of all the problems it has. Long-term exposure leads to disorders, damage of the nervous system, which is autism, since it is cumulative.
And magically, our kids have mercury poisoning symptoms. They're being injected with it. And the media just says, shut up, conspiracy kooks. And the cops say, shut up, kooks. I'm going to give my child extra shots. Sure, Jimmy's 12 and can't talk, but I love the government. The government wouldn't hurt me. Billy's 14 and he's got cancer. But that's all right. I love the government. How dare you, Brian, know how to read? You need more mercury shots.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now. Right now.
Continuing with your phone calls, ladies and gentlemen. And then I'm going to get into the implosion of the economy by design, how this unfolding situation will show itself unless we stand up and say no, the planned setup of the Tea Parties, the staged terror events that we know are in the works to be blamed on the American people. It is all coming up. Plus, every few days I see mainstream news articles like this. This is from Popular Science. Intel wants brain implants in its customers' heads by 2020. Now, I remember back in 2000 reading Pentagon reports that were declassified, how they said they would incrementally roll out digital devices until the point by 2020, now only 10 years away, that you won't be able to get a job unless you have implantable microchips in you. And they say, look, we'll pitch it as if it's societally cool and for security and to have government jobs, and we'll just say, well, if you don't want the microchip in your brain, it's a very quick, easy surgery, you don't have to have a job here. And we'll pitch it as if it gives sight to the blind, you know, because it has all these good dual uses. But all of it is being engineered to control society. This is Popular Science, by the way. Oh, boy. Truth is so much stranger than fiction. Before I go to John, Tom, Jim, and others, let me give you the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. I get very angry by what I see from the government. It's arrogance. It's hatred of the public. It's abuse of the public. The way the culture has changed in government, that the public's a bunch of scum to be fed on. You know, we don't even attempt to demonize police on this radio show. If we wanted to, there's just endless fodder. But this morning I happened to get into some YouTube channels with literally hundreds of videos from local news of police beating people up in wheelchairs for no reason. They'll say, get up. The guy says, I have no legs. The cops go, taser him, didn't follow the order. I'd only seen a few of those, but I decided to search engine the term police attack man in wheelchair or police taser man in wheelchair, and there were dozens and dozens of them. I couldn't even watch them. I couldn't watch these people crying and saying, it broke my bones when they threw me on the concrete. And the cops on video going, get up. I told you, get up. And the guy goes, I don't have no legs. Don't you see? And to watch them attacking and then to see the police departments defending it. And then remember that guy, that mentally deficient Polish immigrant was flying here where his mother lives in Canada? And they kept him for more than 18 hours in a confinement area, and he couldn't speak English or French, and he didn't know why they were. So he started waving his arms and just argued. And so they tasered him, jumped on him, broke his neck, killed him. And the Royal Mounted Police said, that's okay, good job. Then a few days later, the same cop that jumped on his neck, then the police thought the public was so dumb, they said, well, we didn't break his neck. We didn't kill him. His neck just got broken somehow. That cop was drunk driving and killed somebody on a motorcycle and has now been finally charged. But, I mean, I just happened to see that video and then right next to it the other video. And it showed the video of the cops jumping on this guy's head, and they were just enjoying it. And I was watching other videos of them beating up some military guy just because he asked questions, and they pull out a baton and start beating him in the legs and laughing, and other cops are joking while they're doing it. And then they charged the military guy. And I'm telling you, they've hired a bunch of sadistic, psychopathic bullies who think it's manly to just beat people up, and we've turned into Soviet Russia. Does that mean all the police are like this? Absolutely not. Good cops are aware of what's going on. But, you know, there's some good places to eat around 6th Street, but I won't go down there. I told the story a few years ago. They were having some movie events here in town, and I got invited by some Hollywood producers. Oh, just go have a few drinks with us over here on 6th Street at some bars. So we go in this mainline bar, and it's not even a rough bar. It's and there's this big, giant, steroid head bouncer, and he's saying, ID, ID, ID. And so I show him my ID, and I didn't give him a dirty look or anything. And he says, you think you're tough, boy? You think you're ready for something? You want something right now? He may not know who I was. And I just looked at the guy and didn't say anything, and then him and this other steroid head laughed at me after I went in. And the whole thing is, as a man, I don't have those type of homicidal intentions towards somebody unless they're threatening my life. I mean, I'm not out here just running around looking for somebody to fight. But I'm telling you, then we walked out of the bar an hour later, and I saw cops with shaved heads and black gloves and huge arms and tattoos. I'm not saying tattoos are bad. I'm just saying that, you know, they were thuggish looking. Strutting around, going up to good-looking girls, demanding their IDs on the street, flirting with them, giving crazy, dirty looks at people. I mean, you know what crazed thugs look like. And I was like, I'm never coming down here again. And I've been down there a few times when radio stations want to interview me downtown or they're having some event or I have a film screening. But I don't go down there to eat anymore. Because I guess they have special units of, like, steroid cops down there. And and I've been to quite a few third world countries, and I've seen the cops act a little bit like that, you know, thuggish and on power trips and a crazed look in their eyes. I mean, I've been in Honduras, and it's the only place I've seen cops act like American cops. I mean, Honduras is a cesspit of evil and third world wickedness. And we are, for all intents and purposes, the greatest nation in history, the most wealthy nation in history, because we had a modicum of liberty, more than anybody else, sinking into a cesspit. And then I think about these cops. I probably watched more than 20 videos this morning and didn't even really get ready for the show because of it, because I usually spend 2 or 3 hours getting ready, and I spent like an hour or the 3 hours just watching videos. I was mesmerized by it. And I saw a video of cops in a car chase, and they make the guy flip his car, and he flies out the window, and he clearly has broken all his bones as a rag doll. And the cops run up and start piling on him, beating him, hitting him in the head. And that's what they want to do. I mean, this is what they enjoy. Well, let me tell you something. That same killer instinct you've got, the real power are little 125, 130-pound egghead nerds who have 150, 160, 170, 180 IQs. And they work in eugenics societies, and they run the world government, and they hate everyone, and they're elitist, and they are putting cancer viruses in your shots, poison in your water, mercury in your vaccines. They've designed GMO food to attack your organs and to attack your sexual organs. And so you drive around having a crazed hatred of the public, and you're on a seething power trip. Your bosses, you're like a little dragon, a little 7-foot-tall dragon who thinks he's tough, and he's sitting there snarling and biting and snapping and, you know, hurting basically sheep. And then that little dragon who thinks he's the biggest thing in the world looks over his shoulder, and there's a 1,000-foot dragon standing behind him. And you know what that dragon likes to eat? It likes to eat little dragons. And it reaches down and it grabs you and drops you right into its mouth. Hell awaits. And so you think you're getting away with it, the swaggering, the little gang culture in, the squeezing the public, the setting the public up, doing all the things. You think it's cute? I don't know why they like to attack people in wheelchairs. I don't know why. I know somebody in Austin they attacked in a wheelchair. They told him, get up and walk. And the guy said, I'm paralyzed from the chest down. And so they beat him up. I don't have to watch YouTube videos. I know somebody they beat up. And you know what? The cop that beat that guy up has been made a commander. They're like, my God, you beat up people in wheelchairs. You're more vicious than anyone we've ever seen. You're going to be police chief, probably. Because that's the spirit they want. Now, there are some good departments. There are some good sheriffs out there. But the police have been told, you can do whatever you want. We're going to back you up. Go hog wild on the public. And how can police in 800-plus cities engage in discrimination every day? How can they knowingly let illegal aliens go for drunk driving, for not having driver's license, for not paying their tickets, for all sorts of other crimes, and admit this on the news, and then just squeeze their fellow citizens? Just squeeze and squeeze and squeeze. You've been dressed up in Darth Vader outfits and given high-tech weapons and trained on how to take on the American people and for riot control because your bosses are scientific criminals deploying a scientific tyranny upon humanity. And separately, the Federal Guard is being trained to go after you when you're done with us. And you need to understand that. You need to let that sink in real good, that what you're hearing here is the truth. And the fact that these departments almost always defend cops. I mean, I watched a video where they pull over this soccer mom. She gets out. She's polite. She says, "Officer, look at my bag. Look at my car. I don't have a cell phone. I wasn't talking on a cell phone." And he says, "Fine, I'm going to get you for speeding." And she said, "I had it on cruise control." And she says, "I want to see your squad car video." Not aggressively. He just pulls a taser out and tasers her. They enjoy it. They enjoy getting some foreigner can't speak English at an airport. White cops killing a white guy. For some reason, foreigners of any other color are off limits, but in most of these videos I see. And they kill him, and then they laugh about it. "He's dead. I'm tough." You know, maybe the cops will start sticking on the side of their squad cars how many citizens they've killed. Kind of like in World War II, how many Japanese Zeros you shot down, and you have the sticker for how many kills you've had. In fact, we showed this when they had a raid, 3 years ago on those Mormons with the CPS. On the news, it showed the armored vehicle, and it had how many kills it had on the side. See, you have a military culture for the Marines or the Army, and kill, 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 kill the enemy, what makes the grass grow, blood, blood, blood. And then you bring those guys back, and you make them cops, and you militarize them. And I've had judge advocate generals on. I've had top former lawyers for the Pentagon on. They agree. They have forged the police into a paramilitary army against the people for the robbery of the people. Our land, our treasure, everything we are, everything will ever be. We know what oppression and despotism and tyranny and serfdom and feudalism is, and this is it. I mean, I'm looking at InfoWars.com right now. All over the country, they're having warrantless checkpoints now where they don't even have any pretense of probable cause. Just searching people's vehicles, but they won't do it on the border. It's sick. All right, I'm going to get to the news after your calls, but let's go ahead and go back to your calls here. Let's talk to John in Rhode Island. John, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, buddy.
I'm not sure if you're familiar with a free leftist newspaper called The Phoenix. I know they do it in Providence and a few other major cities.
No, I'm not familiar with it.
But they had a cover piece this week was Tea for Terrorism. Nice little demonization piece of the Tea Parties. They have a nice big picture of the Hatari people and Oklahoma City and a Tea Party rally. And at the same time, they couldn't help but take a shot at you. And they said, quote, "There's little difference between your site, which is permanently linked from the Drudge Report, among others, and hardcore hate sites." So I just wanted to let you know.
Well, no, I mean, I'm going to talk about that in the next hour, but it is the Southern Poverty Law Center, an ADL talking point, issued last year that I am the number one enemy and that I am calling for killing police and IRS workers. Ahead of them staging the Stack event and the Pentagon event, they're going to stage more. Those are clearly staged. We've gone over all the evidence of that. If people just tuned in previous broadcasts and articles we've written. And national Maine communist newspaper did the same thing 2 weeks ago on me. And the anarchists, which aren't anarchists at all, I don't mean the general anarchists on the street. I mean the mainline national anarchist groups are saying the same thing. And CNN, MSNBC, Fox last week wrote two articles on me saying I'm calling for violence. No evidence, just I'm the enemy. And they are singling me out to have a bunch of cops come kill me. And they'll, like a bunch of morons, high-fi each other and go give their kids some more shots and drink some more fluoride water, and we can run things now. And then that's what they're doing. They're just setting me up. So, and because they can't stand it that I know they're a bunch of terrorists. But go ahead.
Well, what scares me, too, is you're talking about the police getting more and more brutal. Well, the ADL does workshops with the police. And the ADL does.
The ADL runs most police departments for 30 years.
Yeah.
They've been convicted in court for stealing the police intel files.
Oh, yeah, that was in, what, 92?
Yeah, San Francisco. So, is this online, too? Can I read it? What's the T for terrorism?
Go to thephoenix.com, spelled like the city, /talkingpolitics. The guy's name is David S. Bernstein.
Well, I mean, he probably works for the ADL, so, you know.
Yeah.
So it says there's a little difference between me and the hate.
Yep.
Anyone?
They try to tie you with Fox, actually.
Yeah, well, that's the direct talking point of George Soros in Media Matters.
Oh, yeah. This whole article is just disgusting. You really have to see it for yourself.
Well, coming up next hour, some of these groups are openly saying what we already know they've been doing, going to the Tea Parties with racist signs, things like that for the media, and the media knows who to meet, and they show up, set their camera up with their operative and stage it. But that's why CNN and MSNBC and other channels have almost no viewers now. I mean, when I say this radio show a day has more viewers than Anderson Cooper, it does. This show has more viewers than Anderson Cooper, but there's all this prestige. Oh, look at the Aster. Oh.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
How would you like to own a pair of the most unique gloves in the world? Call right now at 877-552-5206. The only glove that improves your grip and is so touch sensitive it feels like you have nothing on. Call right now at 877-552-5206. MaxFit Gloves by O'Neill Innovations introduces a new scientific breakthrough on thin glove technology with a glove that is so unique, we are offering this limited radio promotion a $40 value for four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves for only $19.95. That's right, four pairs of MaxFit gloves, but you gotta act right now. 877-552-5206. For more information, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's MaxFitGloves.com. Or call right now at 877-552-5206 for this limited radio promotion.
Make sure hands go.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Okay, coming up at the bottom of the next hour, we're going to get into what's happening with the economy, Obama's Supreme Court picks. He's looking at Napolitano, the head of Homeland Security, and others. We're also going to get into provocateurs openly announced plans to stage Tea Party violence to demonize the Tea Parties and claim that they're violent. We have a full court press claiming that I'm calling for violence on every major news channel out there, Southern Poverty Law Center, you name it. Why is that happening? But until the bottom of the hour, Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer joins us via video Skype from Ireland. Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer is a Bronze Star recipient with more than 25 years of experience in the intelligence community, including directing the Defense Intelligence Agency Task Force Stratus Ivy. Under his lead, Stratus Ivy conducted some of the most daring and innovative human intelligence collection and information operation ever undertaken by the Department of Defense, as well as providing information to support the SOCOM program Able Danger. And currently he is a senior fellow at the External Communications Director of Special Lecturer at the Center for Advanced Defense Studies in Washington, D.C. He instructs classes in psychology of terrorism and intelligence analysts, and he's also a contributor to many mainstream television programs out there. Good to have you on. Now, Colonel Schaefer, can you tell us why you're in Ireland, or is that classified?
No, I just vacation. Just getting a few days away before build up for the book is probably the best way of describing what I'm doing. So,
well, you're nice to spend time with us on your vacation there on the Emerald Isle. Let's start off here. There's a lot of subjects to cover with the WikiLeaks video coming out last week with the video of the Apaches and the kids in the van and the Reuters reporter.
Right. Well, what do you want? You want me to talk about my assessment of it, or do you want to talk about...
Yes, sir, your assessment of it.
Well, first off, I think that the fact that there was a FOIA in on that video by Reuters and the Army had resisted releasing it, that was indicative, I think, of what was on the video. I don't think people really wanted to have it out there. As I understand it now, the video has been confirmed as authentic, and that's the second problem with it. I think that it's not so much a problem that the WikiLeaks folks got it. I think it's a fact that... the Army didn't stand up at the time this happened and said, hey, some mistakes were made here. And let me be clear on why I'm saying that. And I'm going to say this clearly as an academic, not as an Army Reserve officer. I'm saying this clearly as an academic. There are, from my background and experience from having been in combat, my understanding of the rules of warfare, especially in this case, the specific rules of engagement for this specific period, which I understand are essentially the ones you can find on the internet. The 2006 rules of engagement are still valid for the most part, and this incident occurred in 2007. Based on those two factors plus the video, what is seen on the video, there are two clear rules of engagement violations that I can see. The first clear violation comes right after the attack begins. And I'm going to give the benefit of the doubt to the Apache drivers here. I mean, Alex, there's a lot of things going on, and I've been told by both former Bush White House executives and folks who were in Iraq, there are things happening before and after that video regarding combat operations. Essentially the fog of warfare, the heat of battle, whatever you want to call it. The Apache
pilots, later in the full video, they do find some guys with guns going in a building, and they fire a Hellfire missile into it.
Well, I've got to say, I've not seen that part of the video, but I'm just trying to make sure that people understand that there were things going on before and after this video, so that there was essentially an adrenaline rush going on, and I think everybody who was there on the scene. So you can't discount that. I've been there. I understand the fact that you get so focused on what's going on, it's hard to take a step back and look hard at what's going on. So giving the benefit of the doubt, Alex, to the Apache drivers, they misidentified the Reuters journalists with their cameras. So that's the first mistake, and I think that's forgivable by the fact that it was the heat of battle.
All right, Colonel Schaefer, we got a break. We're back in 1 minute with the next hour. Be with us for 30 minutes. We'll continue where you left off at that point straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Back in 1 minute.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.